Divers scouring a reef near the island of Utila. They're on the hunt for a venomous invasive species with a voracious appetite.
Just lionfish are a little more dangerous because they have more...
Caitlin Maurer, an instructor at Underwater Vision Dive Center, knows all too well the devastating potential of a lionfish invasion.
Having dove here 3 years ago to now, the reef is noticeably different. And a lot of that has to do with the predation of lionfish on some of the smaller species. We have the 13...
Though native to the Indo-Pacific, lionfish were first spotted off the eastern coast of the U.S. in the 1980s, likely introduced to the waters off the Florida Peninsula by humans. Since then, invasive populations have spread exponentially.
They have adapted. That's the problem with this invasive species. It adapts extremely well. So it can be found almost anywhere.
We visited a dive site just minutes from Utila's East Harbor. It wasn't long before we spotted our first lionfish. Capturing one, however, isn't as easy as it looks. Securing a kill takes practice and skill. There's also the matter of not getting stung. Though not considered deadly to humans, the lionfish's sting is notoriously painful.
We're back from the hunt, and this is our bounty. Up close, we can really appreciate all the spines surrounding the lionfish. 18 spines in total. Kind of like a peacock, but packed with venom.
Once properly filleted, lionfish can be prepared in various ways. In this case, ceviche, a simple recipe involving lemon juice and spices.
Interesting, because they're eating everything.
Conservationists like Andrea Izaguirre say that marketing lionfish as a local delicacy is the key to sustainable conservation.
If the community joins together and commercializes lionfish as this tasty treat, then more people will know. There will be more efforts being funded into research on them. There will be more people out there hunting them.
Experts say that while there's no turning back the lionfish invasion, efforts by dive communities like those in the Bay Islands of Honduras have proven very effective.
So just by taking spears on dives or having more people that know about lionfish and why there's so much of an issue and how to safely and humanely kind of help to mitigate it and get rid of them, it actually makes a really huge difference.
Manuel Rapalo, Al Jazeera, Utila, Honduras.